The battle concerning overtime pay is heating up in the Senate. Democrats, who want to block the Bush administration's new overtime rules, are focused on the potential cut in pay for shift workers such as nurses and firefighters. Supporters of the president's plan say the changes would clarify outdated labor rules without slashing the incomes of working families. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
The Bush administration's proposal would do two things. It would guarantee overtime pay for about 1 million of the lowest wage workers in the country. This part of the plan is broadly popular. But the second, more controversial provision calls for cutting overtime protections for white-collar, middle-income workers, people making over $65,000 a year. Tammy McCutcheon directs the Department of Labor's Wage and Hour Division.
The most important change we're making is to increase the minimum salary level that you have to make in order to be denied overtime pay.
The plan squeaked through the House of Representatives in July, but there's now a move in the Senate to toss out the reforms. Senator Barbara Boxer is urging colleagues to defeat the plan.
This Bush administration rule, which would take away the pay from hardworking people, is an attack on America's families. And what is so interesting to me is when I think back after 9/11 and the president going to Ground Zero and standing with his arms around firefighters and saying these are the heroes, the firefighters are the ones who are going to be hurt by this.
With lots of 12 and 24-hour shifts, professional firefighters and paramedics can earn more than half their pay in overtime. If the rules are changed to restrict overtime for middle-income workers, Celine Crimston, the wife of a La Mesa, California paramedic, says her family would fall on hard times.
I don't know what we would do because, as it is, I work a full-time job to make up for his regular wage, you know, that's included in the overtime, and there's nowhere to cut our family budget.
With more and more shift and emergency workers coming forward to complain, the Bush administration is trying to calm fears. Administration officials say their intention is to exempt first responders from the overtime changes. Here again is the Labor Department's Tammy McCutcheon.
We have actually consulted extensively with both the largest union of firefighters, the International Association of Firefighters, and the largest police union, the Fraternal Order of Police. And we've written letters to both organizations assuring them that, in our opinion, the proposal will not impact firefighters and police officers.
The problem, says Democratic Senator Tom Harkin of Iowa, is that this pledge is not yet written into the plan.
We've been through these rules and regulations. There's no exemption. There's no carve-out for policemen, firemen, first responders. Not one thing in there carves them out. Now, I've heard it said, the administration has said sort of quietly, that maybe they won't include them. Well, I don't see that anywhere.
According to the Economic Policy Institute, that's a labor union-backed research organization, there are 8 million American workers who could lose overtime benefits if the new rules are approved. Last week, the AFL-CIO began running television ads to get this message out. It's a move that could help Senator Harkin. He's offered an amendment to a pending appropriations bill that would cut off all funding to implement new labor rules. He's negotiating with the Republican leadership to call a vote on the measure this week. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.